This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
Well, hello, good morning, and welcome to There's a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan.
Thank you for joining us this week. As you know, our aim and our passion is to provide you as much information, expertise, insight, and entertainment. We like to make it fun here, right?
We try.
We try to squeeze all of that into this precious hour we have with you each week.
All we ask is that you join us each Saturday at this time and to tell your family and friends about the show. If you'd like to join us today, it's easy to get in touch. Give us a call at 457-1290. That's 937-457-1290. And you can also write to us at Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com.
Now then, I wonder if you, Gloria, remember.
Me?
Yes, you. The year was 1984.
1984. I'm thinking George Orwell. Forget it. Well, I was just a young thing then.
Yes, you were. A babe in the woods, a wide-eyed youngster stepping out into the world with nary a care about politics and the larger issues of the day.
I wouldn't go that far.
Nevertheless, I wonder if you remember the famous campaign run by Walter Mondale.
Well, I can't say that.
Well, of course you can't. Nobody can. It was a crushing defeat for Fritz, the favorite son of Minnesota and VP under Jimmy Carter. In fact, despite having successfully adopted Wendy's then ad campaign, "Where's the Beef?" to sock it to Gary Hart. But I think Gary Hart was one of those guys who kind of imploded anyway, didn't he? Some scandal, you know, coming out of an apartment or something at the wee hours. Anyway, the eventual Democratic candidate, Mondale, for president, went on to suffer the biggest electoral defeat in the history of the U.S., winning 13 electoral votes from the District of Columbia and his home state of Minnesota. And for those in the audience under the age of 40, to whom did he lose?
Ronald Reagan.
Yes, he did.
Our 40th president of the United States, and seemingly quoted by everybody these days. See, Bob, I did pay attention in school.
Yes, I think your parents will be proud.
Anyway, yes, running for re-election, President Reagan won 525-13 in the electoral count. Now, while much of his success could be contributed to a much improved economy when compared with the one he inherited in 1980 from Jimmy Carter, there was also a very successful campaign run in 1984 called Morning in America. The commercial by that name featured Hal Riney, and it went something like this.
Hal Riney, the famous ad man, and yes, he scripted the following. It's morning again in America. Today, more men and women will go to work than ever before in our country's history. With interest rates at about half the record highs of 1980, nearly 2,000 families today will buy new homes, more than at any time in the past 4 years. This afternoon, 6,500 young men and women will be married. And with inflation at less than half of what it was just 4 years ago, they can look forward with confidence to the future. It's morning again in America, and under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we ever want to return to where we were less than 4 short years ago?
Thank you, Mr. Riney.
You like that?
Ah.
I sped it up just a little bit there, and we didn't have all the music. But
right. Well, it was an impressive feel-good kind of ad, and it worked.
Yes, it did. And there were others in that series also that worked very well in that campaign. And given the political tone for much of the last year, whether you're a Reagan fan or not, you'd have to say that that campaign was warmer and more inspiring than much of what we've heard in this cycle, I mean, recently.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which leads us to today's topic, another kind of mourning in America, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, And this time, it's the name of an article by the author, attorney, and war veteran, David French. Now, Mr. French uses the presidential campaign of 1984 to draw a comparison today to talk about the things that have changed in the last 30 years.
Yes, French writes that the Morning in America ad in 1984 talked about how America was back, and it painted a picture of an American ideal, that of a stable nuclear family, employed and hopeful, and certainly optimistic about the future. There are many today who look back to the strong economy of the 80s and the nation's place in the world at that time and say that Reagan was painting a united and inspiring vision.
David French contends, however, that Reagan's America is no more. That's not going to be a surprise to some people. That, to quote the current president, the nation has indeed fundamentally transformed. He says in the article, when Reagan came to the presidency in 1981, America was a far more culturally and religiously homogeneous nation, with more stable families than it is today. Its culture was strong, but its politics were weak. If you recall, you had Nixon's corruption. You had the various OPEC-driven energy crises. Remember that? You know, the long lines in the 70s backing up for gas. And the looming Soviet threat, they were all problems well within the capacity of conventional politics to overcome, especially when combined with the immense strength of the American people and the American economy. That's what he tapped into.
Yeah. Now, to put it another way, when Reagan came to office, the culture was primed for resurgence. A good president had only to create the right conditions for success. And now our culture is weak and our politics are weak. Our nation is far less sound, beset with cultural problems that lie far beyond the capacity of any politician to fix.
And we're going to talk a little bit about those cultural things in just a moment. But again, let's talk a little bit about the economy back then. You could spend some time comparing the tax structure back then, the regulatory environment then versus now. Reagan, when he came in 1981, inherited a much lighter regulatory environment, but a much more oppressive tax regime. You remember, he slashed taxes early on, and they have climbed since then, but they are still nowhere near the crippling rates of the Carter era. Remember, top earners back then paid a 70% marginal rate. That's the upper end of the tax bracket. I think it's, 39.6 now or something? And inflation kept pushing Americans into higher tax brackets. You also had the extremely high interest rates. I can remember my folks at one point trying to buy a home sometime in the 70s, and they were, 18-19% rates on loans and so forth. That was what was going on back then.
Yeah, and as for regulations, there are now about 350,000 more federal regulations than when Reagan left office, bringing the total estimated impact of federal regulation to more than $2 trillion annually. What is more difficult to do, cut tax rates or unwind hundreds of thousands of complex rules sustaining vast federal bureaucracies?
So why are we talking about this today? Well, obviously we have a very different environment this past year. We've got two candidates right now, and I think the general pulse of the American voting public is that, I think people on both sides are saying it's the lesser of two evils, right? I don't like that person. I like my person comparatively, but I know my person's got all kinds of warts and problems with them, right?
Right.
And I think that's what we're seeing. David French, though, talks about three things, really, that we're going to get into today, where he talks about the changes in the economy that went on, the changes in values, and particularly faith. We're going to get into that here in just a moment.
And morality.
And also the changes that have occurred politically, how we're separated, how we have differences right now. Politics has always been a part of the American scene, obviously. There's always been, we covered in one of our earlier shows, some of the rancor that went on back in the founding days. These campaigns, I think John Adams and Thomas Jefferson mixing it up and so forth. There's always been some of that. But what's happened now is it's no longer something on stage for us to look at as part of our process of choosing a leader. It's come in the day-to-day differences between people. What do we have in common and what don't we have in common? That's really become part of the question. So these are some interesting words from the author David French about how the nation has changed. And we want to know what you think in regards to this. We've obviously seen, like I said, some of the economic differences. We've seen some values changes, some faith changes, and we see a much more polarized society. And we're going to talk about all of that. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, 457-1290, we're talking about mourning in America. Is it the optimistic Ronald Reagan version, or is it the sad, dressed in black version of mourning in America? 457-1290 when we continue on that. But first, we have this.
And today, we remember all of the lives that were taken and affected by the anniversary of 9/11. The years have gone by, but the memories remain for all who were involved in that single day and its aftermath that have changed the lives of so many and of our nation. And we remember that there really has been no closure for the thousands of families who lost loved ones and the millions of Americans whose safety was violated. And today, we mourn those and everything that America lost on that day.
Yeah, it was an extremely hard time for our nation, and you can never forget what happened that day. There was something this week on television that I saw which recapped some of the footage, some of the shock of that day, and most of the program was about a foundation that had grown out of that, out of the death of one of the firefighters there that day. But you feel it all over again. You watch this stuff, and it all just comes rolling back.
And today, in talking about how our faith has changed too, you know, attendance in the weeks that followed 9/11 in churches just grew by leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, kind of sad that it takes something like that for us to remember what's really important.
And also
how
that
we all need to come together.
There's a lot of younger people who don't really learn much about all of that 15 short years ago. So we're going to get into this more today. What do you think? Is it mourning in America, Reagan version, or are we mourning America? David French thinks we are a fragmented and decaying society, and we're going to tell you what he thinks here in just a moment. But what do you say? 457-1290. We'd like to hear from you today on this topic.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield's station for news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Best service, best products. Do it best.
I'm Bud's Up with Englewood Do It Best Hardware. It's been a dry summer, tough on our lawns. Help restore your lawn with new grass seed and fall fertilizer to ensure that your lawn looks great next spring. Also, at Englewood Hardware, we have all your fall project supplies needed to weatherize your home and finish up those outside painting and caulking jobs. Don't forget, we service mowers, leaf blowers, kerosene heaters, and snow blowers. Stop in today. We have a little bit of everything you need to help make those projects a whole lot easier this fall.
Minwax makes it even easier to achieve beautiful professional results on all of your wood finishing projects with Minwax Poly Shades. Minwax Poly Shades provide stain and finish in one easy step. It's a quick, easy to apply finish that combines rich stain color and durable polyurethane protection, saving you time and money. Minwax Poly Shades is available in 12 colors with gloss or satin finishes. Minwax makes and keeps wood beautiful. Available at
Englewood Hardware, 115 West National Road in Englewood.
Best service, best products. Do it best.
Step back in time and into an 1850s brewery at the Carillon Brewing Company, owned and operated by Carillon Park. Feel the heat of the glowing charcoal fires under the large copper kettles. Enjoy the smell of freshly ground malted barley as the next batch's grain is milled. Have a conversation with brewers and taste history by the pint. There's also a full-service restaurant with an outdoor beer garden for a one-of-a-kind, family-friendly dining experience. Open daily 9:30 to 10 p.m. More information at DaytonHistory.org.
Hi folks, Pete Kasugi at 1309 Brant Pike to tell you that now is the time to sow grass seed, and we have plenty of our famous Green Mat grass seed on hand. Sow this seed now and you'll be mowing in 5 to 6 weeks, no kidding. Remember that name, it's Green Mat grass seed, sold only at our store. It's also time to get the jump on fall and get those trees planted so they'll start spreading roots for a good start next year. And we have all your favorites like Cleveland pear, flowering cherry, flowering dogwoods, and Crimson King maples, dwarf Japanese maples, and all kinds of other varieties. Don't forget our half-price tree bargains. Each week from now till November, we tag many trees for this sale. So come in and look for these clearance trees at half price. Come out to 1309 Brant Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
North Dayton Garden Center.
Sound the alarms.
We've got a jackpot alert.
Prepare to take action. The Powerball jackpot is up to $205 million. The next drawing is tonight. So don't wait. Get your Powerball tickets now. Bypass those long lines and buy popular lottery draw games, including Powerball and Mega Millions at any Ohio Lottery self-service machine. It's a fast, easy, and convenient way to play.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
MVHE Incorporated in Dayton, Ohio has 10 available positions for a hospitalist. Regular schedule is 7 days on, 7 days off, 12-hour shifts, night shift required 3 to 4 weeks a year. 3 years training required in family medicine or internal medicine. Must have unrestricted Ohio medical license, appropriate credentials to qualify for privileges at MVH, and be a graduate of accredited family medicine or internal medicine residency program. MD or DO or foreign equivalent required to apply. Email kaalexandy@premierhealth.com.
Showers and storms possible at times today. Windy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to There Is a Season, a show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
The pretty one in the studio here, that would be her. That's, you know, I don't normally get that kind of praise in my life.
Would you like to get that?
Once in a while, it'd be nice to hear.
Would you like to say, Bob, you are pretty today.
Well, okay, maybe that's not the right word. But he's a handsome man. We're talking today here about David French, who's an author and an attorney, and he was also a war veteran from Operation Iraqi Freedom. And he's got an interesting take on the campaign that was run back in 1984 by Ronald Reagan and Hal Reiney and partners and those folks. If you recall, it was called Morning in America. That's M-O-R-N-I-N-G. And the footage in that commercial featured people going off to work at dawn and kids going to school and all of that. And obviously, they were trying to parallel the day-in, day-out rhythm of life with this future of an optimistic, happy nation.
It's a great thing to watch, actually.
Yeah, it was very inspiring at the time. Now, he's taken, the author here has taken a slight twist on that, and he's asking, are we mourning in America, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, with this article that he's recently written. And we talked in the opening segment about some big changes that have occurred, obviously, economically. We have a very different world here. Now, some people could say to the good, look at what the stock market was. I mean, the Dow Jones didn't break 2,000 until 1987. It's whatever it is now, 16, 17,000. So a lot of people have made money over the years, even adjusted for inflation.
And for the Great Recession and all that.
We've come back and made some money. We've got a much more regulated society. There are a lot more regulations. We've got much more bureaucracy. We've added Obamacare on top of, Part D of Medicare. And Medicaid continues to expand and all of that's gone on and so forth. We've got massive debt, obviously, economically. But that's not the whole story, is it?
No, it's not. And we today want to know what you think. Do you think ours is a healthy society, a hopeful society, or we become fragmented into different competing groups who share little in common with each other? So give us a call, 457-1290.
At the time in the 80s, Ronald Reagan had come on, obviously, in 81. We had come through the Iranian hostage crisis and so forth. He had slashed taxes and so forth. But he was pushing the throttle on an economy, this is from the David French article, that was still largely populated by intact families, one that had yet to see the maladies of underclass behavior trickle up to the economically vital American middle class.
In 1980, despite the fact that the sexual revolution was well underway, only 18.4% of births were to unmarried women, with those births concentrated in the lower economic classes.
Now, here's a blow-you-away statistic. Here we go.
Yes. So by 2014, that number had hit 40.2%, with those births spreading up into the middle class.
So the population, as we covered in a recent show, has gone up, whatever it is, some 70 million, right? And we have doubled the percentage of children born to unmarried women.
And that represented, that spike, a combination of increasing birth rates for unmarried women and decreasing rates for married women. Between 1980 and 2014, the percentage of married women who had children dropped from 97% to 89%.
The differences in outcomes between intact families and single-parent families are so profound that it led Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation to describe family differences as having created a two-caste society in which marriage and education represented the dividing line between prosperity and poverty.
At the same time, Americans no longer agree on many of the most basic tenets of faith and morality. We don't agree on what's right. America's deepest beliefs are shifting, and a largely Christian country is splintering along religious lines. The generational changes are staggering. In a 2013 Brookings Institution survey, a full 78% of the silent generation, the generation preceding the baby boomers, classified themselves as religious conservatives or religious moderates. Even baby boomers were 70% conservative or moderate. Millennials, by contrast, are 45% non-religious or religious progressives.
Recent surveys show that Christians have declined sharply as a share of the American population, with the religiously unaffiliated experiencing the greatest growth. And we're going to talk more about that in a moment, but I know this from some other experience and research we've done. Generally, if you look at the percentage of people who claim some kind of adherence to a faith in this country, and it could be Judeo-Christian faith, it could be any faith, it could be the Muslim faith and so forth. Generally, people will state that their adherence level is about 40% of the public. But if you look at church attendance, regular participation rates, you're talking around 18 to 20%.
Wow.
So in terms of the effect of faith, the day-to-day, week-to-week effect of faith in this whole conversation, that alone has shown you that we've gotten far, far away from faith-based activity or relevance in this nation. And so David French here in the article, Mourning in America, is pointing to something else beyond economic changes. The economy is always going to change decade after decade after decade. But what else has gone on here in the last 30 years? We're talking about a very different climate, and we're wondering what you think. Do you agree that faith and morality and many other issues have changed in the society? We'd love to know what you think. 457-1290 to share your thoughts. Is it mourning in America like Reagan said, or are we mourning in America? When we continue.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 9:30. I'm Jonah Adi. Our top local story. Be rare when severe weather strikes. We'll give you what we expect is going to happen today coming up.
I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. An active start to the weekend before cooler air moves in. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, it's been a good morning for driving so far. Still no accidents, new accidents I should specify, out on the roadways or the freeways at this time. And it's our top story. Our Storm Center 7 team is working round the clock to keep you updated as we track the possibility for severe weather hitting the Miami Valley this afternoon.
We will be tracking just a few rain showers early today, then catching a little bit of a lull as we head closer to your lunch hour. A little bit later into the afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms push through along a cold front. Can't rule out a few strong to severe storms.
That's meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt with Storm Center 7. Remember, for all the latest in severe weather, stay tuned to WHIO. Carrie Ann Merritt has your exclusive weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
Well, Wall Street posted its biggest loss since June as trading closed Friday.
Dayton-based Teradata and Westchester-based AK Steel were among the local companies that saw their stock prices plummet. Shares of Teradata closed down 4% at $29.79, while shares of AK Steel dropped nearly 5% to $4.14 a share.
Randy Tucker of the Dayton Daily News says the Dow lost nearly 400 points. And in Syria, Russia and the U.S. have agreed to coordinate airstrikes against Islamist militants as part of an agreement to reduce violence. The plan will begin with a ceasefire from sunset on Monday.
We believe that Russia and my colleague have the capability to press the Assad regime to stop this conflict and to come to the table and make peace.
That's U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. He says that all of these attempts are only aiming toward peace in Syria, and they say the Syrian government is ready to meet the expectations. Here's the exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast.
A few passing showers and a rumble of thunder possible early this morning. We'll catch a lull in the activity for much of the morning and through midday, with highs climbing into the low 80s. Windy at times with more showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening. Can't rule out a few strong to severe storms. We then quiet down tonight with cooler air building in tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO.
Live Doppler 7 HD radar showing the Dayton area and south of I-70 is clear, but we are seeing some rain from Indiana making its way over just north of Greenville into Ohio. Should be seeing more of that as the day goes on. It's currently 75 degrees in Troy and 78 degrees here in Dayton at 9:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Chances are you sleep more than me. Heck, I get up at 2:20 every weekday morning, but I bet you I'm sleeping better. Unless you have followed my advice and are also sleeping with MyPillow. Yes, MyPillow helps me sleep better than ever because I'm falling asleep faster, staying asleep. I get more efficient sleep. It doesn't matter how long I'm in bed. When I'm in bed, I am asleep, and I'm getting that deep recuperative sleep that I need, and chances are you need as well. So why not make the change to MyPillow today by calling 1-800-320-1481, 800-320-1481, and ask for the Radio Listener Special. It's a 4-for-1 deal. That's right. For the price of one regular MyPillow Classic pillow, you get two classics and two go-anywhere pillows. You have to ask for the Radio Listener Special and use the promo code WHIO. You can also order online at MyPillow.com. Scroll down to the Radio Listener Special tab. Again, use the promo code WHIO. You're going to love MyPillow.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. Hot summer driving is here. Time for a vehicle that provides beauty, comfort, and efficiency on road trips, as well as shuttling youngsters to their events. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Best service, best products.
Are you still trying to get that yard into shape? Enough is enough. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Come talk to us at Grieve Hardware. We can help with weeds, bugs, fertilizer, topsoil, seed, and more. As an added bonus, you can borrow our spreaders for free with a purchase. So come in to see us at Grieve Hardware. We love to help.
Minwax makes it even easier to achieve beautiful professional results on all of your wood finishing projects with Minwax Poly Shades. Minwax Poly Shades provide stain and finish in one easy step. It's a quick, easy-to-apply finish that combines rich stain color and durable polyurethane protection, saving you time and money. Minwax Poly Shades is available in 12 colors with gloss or satin finishes. Minwax makes and keeps wood beautiful. Available at
Grieve Hardware, 1219 East Troop Road and 3089 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering.
Best service, best products. Do it best.
WHIO News Time is 9:36. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season to every purpose under heaven.
And welcome back to the nation's only and number one show. Does that, or number one and only show? I don't know how to put that, but it's true. We are the only show I know.
Kind of like saying like you're my favorite son when you only have one son.
Well, not quite the. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're all about the change, aging, and care of those we love. This is There Is a Season. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan.
You should, I guess, never mess with the slogan, right? That's probably one of those radio rules. Just never mess with the slogan.
Right.
We're talking today about an intriguing article. It's by the author David French. He's an attorney. He's also an American war vet. And he took the 1984 presidential campaign of Ronald Reagan, Mourning in America, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, and he's done a little twist to it here and asked if we are mourning in America, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
As in grieving.
Yeah, as in grieving. He makes some claims about how we've changed over the last 30 years, economically, and more importantly, in terms of our faith and our values.
And we want to know what you think. Do you think there's reason for hope in this election season? Or are we drifting as a nation? Do we share many values anymore? And what about the role of faith? Where does that fit in the direction of our nation on the eve of an election? 457-1290 to join us today.
Yes, 457-1290. We'll go to Bernie here first. Bernie, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you? Nothing. Let's see if Brian's there. Hold on. Brian? Okay, we've got a little technical issue, but that's okay. I will get the brighter lights in the building here to come and sort that out for us. We'll do a little recap here. For one thing, we talked about changes in the economy that had occurred through this last 30 years, and how much had gone on in terms of expense and regulations and all that kind of stuff. But what's intriguing here in the last segment is when we talked about some of the changes in values, how traditionally. Faith and regular adherence to a church and things was a big deal. As a matter of fact, baby boomers were considered 70% either conservative or moderate in a lot of their religious viewpoints. But millennials, by contrast, are 45% non-religious or considered religious progressives. That's a big thing. But you also had some statistics here that pointed out other changes that had occurred in terms of women having children out of wedlock and so forth.
Yes. Interestingly enough, in 1980, despite that fact that that whole sexual revolution was underway, right? 18.4% of births were to unmarried women. Now, by 2014, that number had hit 40.2%. That's nearly double.
Yeah, at a time the population got bigger. That's a lot more children out there.
Double.
In situations that were not married.
Right, and it represented a combination of increasing birth rates for unmarried women and decreasing rates for married women.
Yeah. So, all right, now that we've got the technical issues sorted out here, we'll go to Bernie and find out what he thinks. Bernie, welcome to There Is a Season.
Thank you, Bob. What I believe is that if everybody took the utmost of personal responsibility, they would also know the consequences of that kind of behavior, and it might not have occurred. And also, the Constitution says government by and for the people, and the for the people is the personal responsibility. And if everybody did that, there wouldn't be half the stuff going on that does now, because the people would be doing it for themselves, with the government's help, not the government doing it for them.
Well, Bernie, I mean, obviously people have talked about personal responsibility for years, you know, going back decades and so forth. What do you think has changed that in the last 30 years?
Well, what I think has changed that is the, and I'm not a progressive type, is the movement itself, where you talked about it a few weeks ago, where everybody would have an income from the government. And I think when you let someone else control your life, you're asking for all kinds of problems society-wise.
So you think people have abdicated responsibility for,
ease and
just for comfort and being taken care of?
To a certain extent, yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
All right, I thank you for the call. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to talk with Brian this morning. Brian, welcome to There Is a Season.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Are we mourning in America, or is it mourning in America in the Reagan sense? What do you think?
I think we're mourning with the hue. As far as I think, our values have really gone downhill, and I think it's all because
everything is just go, go, go nowadays. You really don't have time to teach your kids values, you know, with the mother and father having to work these days just to support the families. You know, the family atmosphere isn't there anymore like when I was growing up, and it's depressing, you know. And I think that's why when I hear Make America Great Again from Donald Trump, that's what gets me thinking that I want to vote for him, because I think there's hope. I think there's hope coming back to those days where, you know, we can teach our kids values and certain, you know, liberties that we had as growing up.
Do you think, let me ask you that. I mean, to hear Make America Great. As a matter of fact, in researching this show, there was a picture I had come across of Ronald Reagan that had almost that exact phrase underneath it, Making America Great Again, or something like that. And while it is a nice slogan, do you think it's a generally shared sentiment? Or are most people looking at America as my America? You know, as long as I get what I want out of it, I'm happy. But that there's no collective sense of a greater country.
No, I mean, I took it as a collective myself. I went to a Trump rally, and it was powerful. You know, everybody was just joining together, and there was a lot of love, and you could just feel it.
And a lot of longing, definitely, for some change, something different. Yeah. I think we're all searching and longing for something better than what we have today.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Thank you very much for calling, Brian. I appreciate it. And we also have Shaka on the line here today. Did I get that right? Is it Shaka?
Interesting. Thank you very much for calling, Brian. I appreciate it.
Shaka, you there?
And we also have Shaka.
Could you turn down your radio, please?
Yeah, that's it. Shaka.
Can
yeah,
you?
That's me.
Okay, you'll have to turn down your radio in the back. We can't hear you.
Can you turn down your radio? Yeah, Shaka is here.
Okay, that's much better. Welcome to There Is a Season. What was your comment?
What I want to know is, I mean, originally I'm from West Africa, and this country was supposed to be one of the religious nations that we look up to. How did the Christian right allow this country to become a Sodom and Gomorrah, that Obama just pushed the homosexual culture on this country? What is going on? Do you guys know how powerful you guys are? For you to do that to the world, I think it is criminal.
Well, obviously, the pushing of the homosexual agenda can entail an awful lot of things. And it is, in my opinion, one of the things that our country currently struggles with at this point. Much of what happens on the left does happen with incredible rapidity. I mean, it happened, you know, somebody starts something here. And, of course, these things are not usually legislated changes that occur around the country. They happen in courts. They end up becoming judicial fiats. And so because the states have a great deal of reciprocity anyway, there's a tendency to want to spread any kind of a change that is made along the lines in this country morally, right? And if people don't get their way by legislative acts, they take it as far as they can in the courts. And then, boom, overnight we've got this big change that has become the law of the land. That is one of the big challenges. Now, could it be argued that churches rolled over in the midst of this? I don't know that they did. I think an awful lot of people were upset about some of the changes we've seen in values over the last 30 years. Roe v. Wade, homosexual marriage, all of these things have caused an awful lot of people a great deal of consternation. So, I mean, these are the challenges we're facing here. David French talks about these things, and he talks in light of this article, Morning in America, about the fracturing of America, the polarization. And he says it should surprise no one that a nation increasingly split by faith and family is also growing more polarized politically. The data is overwhelming. The Pew Foundation documented the rise in negative feelings between Democrats and Republicans. This is interesting. The net cold rating, that's an interesting way to put it, the cold,
cold
rating that members of each major party give the other, do they feel very or partly cold about their opposition, has roughly doubled since the Reagan years. And most partisanship is negative partisanship. In other words, a person belongs to his party more because he dislikes the other side than because he likes his own. It's polarization based on antipathy. That's an interesting point he makes in this thing. Whether it's, again, whether it's the issues that we just mentioned here, that Shaka called in about, or other things, when we have an opposing viewpoint, what is leading us to be so negative, so polarized or cold, as Pew talks about? 457-1290 if you'd still like to get in on the topic. So he goes on here in this article, Morning in America. He talks about how the political consequences of this polarization are obvious enough. And note that when Reagan passed his economic agenda, including these tax reforms, the Democrats controlled the legislature. He made some compromises, and those compromises have long been presented as an argument that Reagan wasn't a true small government conservative, but he implemented the core of his agenda anyway. He was able to get along.
President Obama, by contrast, passed his signal reform, Obamacare, over unanimous Republican objection, and there's no prospect that a potential President Trump would face any less opposition from Democrats in Congress or a President Hillary Clinton less opposition from Republicans. Unwilling or unable to reach compromise, future presidents will be increasingly tempted, like Obama, to resort to executive fiat to implement their policies.
So, again, just to capture what David French has talked about in this article, Morning in America, talk about economic changes. Okay, that's one thing. We've talked about a fall off in the number of people who practice faith or have shared values. We've talked about social changes, right? And what we've got here is a fundamentally transformed America. If political reform isn't agreed to by the parties, if it's not negotiated, someone finds a way to impose it. And the measure of a politician is how quickly or thoroughly he can take advantage of temporary majorities or favorable courts to force permanent or near permanent change on the temporary minority.
And there we have it with the comment by Shaka about how could this happen.
Right.
All the laws in this country that have come to all of us, including those who don't agree with it.
If you go back and you look even at how Obamacare came about, whether you believe in a universal health care plan or not, the method by which that occurred, the narrowest of votes in the House and a whole lot of shenanigans back and forth between the House and the Senate, bringing that right down to the wire, it was almost like politically anything was going to be done to make that a signal victory for the president, and it was imposed. And it's not a small thing. We're not talking about a tiny victory here. We're talking about a major tide change for the society.
And back to Bernie's call, same thing. When we start to allow government to control our lives or to have their hand so much so in some of these things, we're possibly going to get into some trouble.
Yes, we got the difficult times here. Is it mourning in America again, as Reagan would have us think, or are we mourning in America? MOURNING, grieving, as Gloria said before. We'd like to know what you think. We still got time to get a call in here, and we'll have more for you right after the break. And we'll also talk about some of the upcoming shows we've got for you, and a few other thoughts when we continue on There Is a Season.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
We're old school. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and we don't go along with what's popular. We choose instead to stick with what's right. We believe in quality and are committed to building mattresses that are not only comfortable, but offer support and durability as well. We only believe in new technology when it adds value as opposed to just increasing price. As a result, we still build our mattresses equally on both sides so they can be flipped and turned to provide you with a better quality sleep for a longer period of time. We still use natural cotton in our upholstery layers to provide you with natural, breathable comfort. We also still use real working modular box springs that bend and flex to help extend the life of your entire mattress set. While none of these old-school practices are common today, every single one of them helps to create a better bed, and therefore a better value. That's why we follow them, and that's why we're more than just a mattress store. So experience an original, at the Original Mattress Factory.
Security National Bank presents what's happening at the 30th Anniversary Beaver Creek Popcorn Festival this weekend. Fun for the entire family. Entertainment includes Saturday Bootleg Revival, Skeletones, Rock Island Plow, and 24/7. On Sunday, the big car show's on from 9 till noon. Then entertainment includes the Beaver Creek High Marching Band at 12:30, Beetlejuice, and Funky G and the Groove Machine. Food includes almost all things popcorn. For more information, go to BeaverCreekPopcornFestival.org.
At Security National Bank, we believe a strong community is built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. Last year, Security National Bankers supported 257 local organizations, like youth clubs, social services, animal protection groups, schools, health organizations, nature centers, and more. It's an honor to be a part of the good things happening every day in towns where we live and work. Security National Bank invites you to join us this year to find new ways to support your community, too. Security National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Looking for professional-grade performance for your outdoor power equipment needs? Then look no further than Echo. Backed by a 5-year consumer warranty, Echo products deliver. Stop into Patton's Power Equipment, your local Springfield dealer, and take advantage of discounted pricing on the SRM 225 trimmer for $199.99 or the SRM 266 trimmer for $299.99. And protect your purchase with Echo Power Fuel. Visit Patton's Power Equipment today for this limited-time offer and for all of your Echo needs. Echo. Get serious.
Enjoy your home to the fullest with a makeover from Burns Landscaping. Our designers will create beautiful spaces for your family and friends. New trees, fresh shrubs, and pavers will accent entertaining spaces while providing shade and the privacy you'll love for years. Make that dream landscaping you've wished for a reality. Call Burns and schedule your landscape review today. Burns Landscaping and Garden Center, Middletown and Beaver Creek. Remember, your best garden always begins at Burns.
There's still a lot of summer left,
so stay cool with Logan AC and Heat Services.
We're locally owned and operated,
and we've helped thousands of families all over Dayton with their heating and cooling.
Whether it's AC repair or replacement, give Logan Services a call and let us serve you too.
Right now, you can save on a new train system.
It's hard to stop a train.
Ask for a free estimate
and take action with our next day installation.
Logan Services, 224-3200.
The home for fast, friendly service, Logan Services.
Sunday, September 18th, admire 200 of the finest classic and antique automobiles and motorcycles in the country at Carillon Historical Park. It's the 10th annual Concours d'Elegance, a fun-filled day with food, music, and a unique gathering of premier vehicles from collectors near and far. Doors open at 10:30 with a parade of class-winning vehicles presented at 3 p.m. Adult tickets $15 in advance, $20 the day of. Child admission is $5. Tickets and more event details at DaytonHistory.org.
Sound the alarms. We've got a jackpot alert. Prepare to take action. The Powerball jackpot is up to $205 million. The next drawing is tonight. So don't wait. Get your Powerball tickets now. Bypass those long lines and buy popular lottery draw games, including Powerball and Mega Millions at any Ohio Lottery self-service machine. It's a fast, easy, and convenient way to play.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
I'm Susan from Centerville.
And why Dr. Volk, Susan?
What prompted me to call was the fact that he could do this procedure of a mini implant in less than a day's time.
And the experience?
It exceeded my expectations. I'm a white knuckle dental patient, and this was done so quickly and so smoothly, it just took me by surprise.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
Showers and storms possible at times today, windy with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
And we say morning because we're figuring out today whether it's morning in America or are we mourning America. Articles by David French, author, attorney, and a war vet. And he wrote this very interesting article, kind of a pivoting off of Ronald Reagan's campaign in 84. So we've had some interesting calls today, and we'll try to squeeze Robin in here. Robin, welcome to There Is a Season.
Yes, I'm enjoying listening to your show. I just wanted to say, actually, I believe that we are in mourning, and I also believe that it is mourning in America. The bottom line with all the problems that America faces, which if you think about it and you're informed, we are under attack on every front, on our morals, values. The whole schmear is, what I am seeing in my lifetime is unbelievable. But the bottom line is, until this country turns back to the Christian Judeo belief system, we are done. But as in Donald Trump, I see, my hope doesn't lie in Donald Trump being a man. My hope lies in God, of course. But through Trump, I believe that the morals and values, the Christian Judeo teachings, are going to rise, and the darkness that has covered America and is continuing to do so will be crushed. Through Donald Trump, that he is our only hope. If he does not get elected, we are done, because we will never be able to turn back.
Hey, Robin, I thank you for your call. The question I have is, I mean, whether Donald Trump is the answer or not, I think remains to be seen. I think what he does represent, however, is some kind of a backlash, some desire to return to some vision, not unlike what Ronald Reagan had said 30 years ago. I don't know. Again, the devil's in the details, whether or not we'll be able to move back in a positive direction like that, whether values will return and so forth. But the very reason he is there is that the quagmire had gotten worse. I think a lot of people have felt that there's a reaction that he has been able to speak to. And so we'll see how that election turns out. David French thinks, you know, it can be mourning again in America, like Robin said. And he talks about how Reagan helped unleash the enormous human capital of the American nation. But the nation spent much of the last 30 years squandering that capital in the grip of cultural forces that created problems politics can't solve. And I think that's where the whole purpose of this article was to hit on that.
And in 2016, he says, our leaders are different, our people are different, and our loss of national character has become the greatest burden of all. And I...
Yeah, and it's, that's
what Robin might be.
Right. The idea of having some kind of a sense of national character, which makes me feel a little bit like people are kind of using America for whatever they want out of it. But there's not necessarily this collective sense that we belong to something greater than ourselves. So I think it's an interesting article. You can find it in National Review Magazine. You can also look up Mourning in America, MOURNING. And the author, again, is David French, if you'd like to learn more. We're out of time for today. Be sure to be tuning in here the next several weeks. We're going to be talking about affordable senior housing options, family mediation, and what caregivers are missing out on, all kinds of resources that are available that people can take advantage of. We thank you for going along with us today. Be sure to check out the podcast page at thereisaseasonshow.com. And we certainly hope you're here every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock as we talk about the challenges of change, aging, and caring for one another. For my dear friend and co-host Gloria, our producer, and everyone who makes the show possible, I'm Bob Wolf. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIL. Have a great week.